Ooh, GMAT.
Yay.
Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the GMAT podcast.
Whoa.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tiny Build, the independent developer and publisher. And we'll talk more about them later. How was that?
Is there a live band in tonight?
Was that way too intense?
Yeah.
I think each week I'm going to try something more and more intense until eventually everyone's cocks fall off at their lap.
Like I'm almost there.
We're getting a display of where all of your time is going.
Yeah. today we have Bernice, Bruce and Ben.
Yo.
On the podcast. Ben coming to us live from Shepparton.
Hello, hello.
Here's a question. Here's a question for you, Ben.
That is a question, you're right.
What do you do?
Right. So, what I do is...
Work for Dentalink.
Work for Dentalink, mate.
Well, technically.
Really?
What I do is, I work for a non-for-profit organization.
Snore, am I right?
Yeah.
Kick on. Non-for-profit organization.
So, that gets disadvantaged people who are on Centrelink into jobs. There's some interesting stories.
Are you allowed to say any of these interesting stories on the podcast?
Probably not, but...
All right. Now, we'll just leave it there because I don't want to get you fired.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to have your whole fucking life fall apart because
of
the
podcast.
What
if you don't mention any, like, names or details?
Just the gist. This fucking tall white dog comes in and he punched me in the gob.
And I was like, oi, Jeffrey. Oh, fuck.
Remember Jeffrey?
I saw him the other day.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck's that?
All right. How do I get around this delicately?
How do you,
Jeffrey is a gentleman. From Shep,
he's a lovely man
who has some kind of mental disability, but he's also one of the horniest people you've ever met in your life. So
he's an absolute fiend.
He's a devil on legs. So if you go to the this one time I went to the golf club with my mum for dinner.
Rootin's finest.
And they had a live band there. A live band playing, and Jeffrey would walk up to, from table to table to table, he'd walk up and to a girl, even if they were under 18, and be like, with his hands down the front of his pants, and be like, you want to dance? You want to dance?
Oh, my God.
And people would be like, no, that's okay. Thanks, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey. And go to the next time. And go, you want to dance? And every now and then, someone would say yes. So eventually he comes up to my mum, and he goes, you want to dance? And she's like, okay, I'll have a dance here. Gets up, has a dance. And what Jeffrey does when he dances with girls, he'll dance for about 20 seconds, nice and normal, and then he'll reach around and try and grab him by the fanny or grab him up the ass or something like that.
Oh my God.
And he grabs my mum by the ass, and I don't think me and my stepdad have ever gotten out of our chairs quicker to go over and be like, oh, no, that's enough dancing, Jeffrey. Yeah, that's enough dancing. You go to someone else. I did a gig where he stood at the front of the audience and was like, Neil Diamond! That's for like half an hour. I was like, do you think I'm Neil Diamond? Do you want me to play Neil Diamond? What does that mean? He just kept going, Neil Diamond. And then eventually we played Sweet Caroline and he waddled off somewhere and I didn't see him for the rest of the night. So that's Jeffrey Benny.
Wholesome.
all these wholesome memes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. How's your birthday, Bruce?
It was alright. I was doing homework.
Nice quick response. Did you do anything?
Did I do? We got takeaway, didn't we? What did we eat? What did we get?
Did you get him anything, Bernie?
Here's the thing. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, nice.
It's gonna be a late one this year, mate.
It's all good.
Neither is Ben. Neither is Ben.
Yeah, I haven't got him anything. Have you got him something?
Yeah. I the other night I wandered over and I sucked his dick for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, 15. That's generous.
And you know what he did? Yes. But when I was rimming, you're not going to believe what he did. That's that soundboard coming to you. And you know what else he did? No, that's
could you imagine though?
If his asshole just started singing songs.
I can't believe it.
So, I want to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
I don't know if you all saw, I shared it on the GMAP page. But
ooh, yes.
Bethesda put out a post the other day that said this morning that says information coming soon or announcement coming soon. And it had the Fallout Fallout screen with all the Fallout text. Yeah. So I'm like, well, obviously it's something to do with Fallout, but what are they going to do? Because E3 is coming up, and I know. I know Bethesda and has a bad relationship with E3 because they dogged them at some point. So they like to make announcements before E3 just to try and pull a bit of focus, even though they still have a whole panel at E3 and a whole fucking reveal session. But
it's a
I'm
bit
pretty
edgy.
Much.
It's a bit.
You know. That's
so
as edgy.
Something big, you reckon?
Well, big enough. I don't think it's going to be Fallout 5, which is what people are like. Obviously, assume it's going to be.
Because that is a quick turnaround, isn't it? When was Fallout 4?
Yeah. Fallout 4 was only like. Well, I was living in this house, so that would have had to been like 2015 or 2016.
That was 20. I think end of 2015 or start of 2016. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, around then. Someone look it up. It's too quick either way. So I think my bets are that because Fallout 3 came out in 2008, that it might be like a 10-year thing and they might remaster Fallout 3 because it was like the first one to be in like a 3D environment and not be a top-down game. So I reckon that's what they're going to do, which would be so fucking good because it's so good.
Yeah, nice.
Or they could do like Fallout New Vegas, where they just make like a spin-off game, but not be like a numbered one. Mm. But I'm putting bets on a re-release of Fallout 3, or a remaster.
But yeah, I mean, I never personally played any of the Fallout games.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat. Sorry, Matt.
They are honestly.
I started, but I didn't finish it.
Lisa, what a bad group to be talking about.
You're
Fallout.
With the wrong.
Yeah. Gaming. Yeah, man.
It's
yeah,
no, gaming. It's honest. It's such a fucking good game. And Fallout 3 is my favorite one. So if they do that one, that was the one where you could like kill anybody. You can make a lot of decisions that were like that really fucked up the game.
Well, they made a real life simulator.
Yeah, just go and fucking punch your mum in her nips or.
Wow.
Within the first half an hour of the game, I think I just killed everybody I met, and I was like, I better restart or I'm not going to be able to do anything.
It's something about the third game that you like with everything. Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
Fallout 3.
Yeah. Go on. Give us another one, Ben. Give us another one, you fucking... Go on.
One more.
Push
Shrek
that.
3.
Yes, he got me. Shrek Forever After, actually. Right. You know?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's the best one.
Isn't that 4? Forever.
Exactly. So your theory is fucked. Your theory is broken.
Checkmate.
You're a broken theory, man. Your queen is down. Hit the bricks. You know. Is anyone excited for anything at E3?
Who's going? Do you know, like any?
Well, Bernie,
people?
Let me line out some details for you here.
Is Skrillex playing?
Skrillex is playing the opening ceremony with fuck.
Go on.
Who was the bitch that, who was the, with the little girl that did the Sydney Olympics in 2000?
Oh.
Nikki Webster. Nikki, shut up.
Nikki Webster.
So Skrillex is doing the opening ceremony with Nikki Webster.
And a dead shit. Mouse.
My
favorite.
So Bethesda's doing announcements, so I don't know what they're going to announce. Hopefully Skyrim 2.
Despacito 2.
Despacito.
And Naughty Dog said they'll hopefully get a release date for The Last of Us 2.
Oh,
which I'm pretty...
You're so rigid about that.
You can assume. I'm stiff as a board on that one.
You could cut diamonds with that bad boy.
Another one they've got coming out is Days Gone, which is like all their other games, like Uncharted and The Last of Us, but it's open world. And it's one of those one of those ones where the zombies are more like a fucking hive mind, where there's like hundreds of them all scrambling together, like in a...
Ooh, spooky.
What was that Brad Pitt movie?
World War Z.
Remember that picture where they're all like climbing on top of each other to get the helicopter?
Mm.
It's
They're more like that. They kind of behave like that.
Ew.
It looks fucking phenomenal. And that was supposed to come out this year, and then it got pushed back, probably because The Last of Us 2 is coming out, and it's like no one's gonna buy that if The Last of Us 2 is available.
Yeah. So it's all about timing.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's gonna be fucking great. I can't wait for that.
It's got a release date.
Yeah.
it's either November or October. It comes
you said
out.
That out of order. That hurt me.
I was thinking the same.
It's just because I had November in my mind
just
first.
Me,
it's October 26th. It comes out.
Oh, what time are you going to the dentist? Oh, 3 to 2. I think.
Shut up.
Fuck him up.
Not that anyone cares, but also Battlefield 5. But none of you play Battlefield, so.
No, but I get that. That's a nice game. I've played it a couple of times.
Oh, that's right. Last time you were here, we played. We got right into that.
Yeah, we did.
Ben was ridiculously good at Battlefield, having just
I'm never good at games.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be the one to say it.
No, be the guy, because it's the truth. We all know it. People that have seen the gaming level on GMAT, Benno Plays, they know what I'm like.
They know what they're getting into.
Mario Kart, we know this, guys. I'm always dead last.
He's fucking shit. At Mario Kart, it's the worst.
Rainbow Road haunts my dreams. Like, it's just...
But when we turned on Battlefield Online, which takes most people, like any online shooter, it takes you a bit to work out what's going on. Ben was just like gunning down cunts and just got it straight away.
Yeah, I've played a bit of COD in my time.
So Battlefield 5 comes out within 10 days of Red Dead Redemption 2, so it's like, I mean, that's a little close. I mean, they're two different things. I hear, actually, I don't know if it's locked down or if it's just like speculation, but I think Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to have a Battle Royale mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I...
Like Fortnite?
No, like PUBG, Ben. He's poking me.
I'm memeing on you.
Yeah, that'll be
slam dunking on you.
Slam dunking then memes on me. Did you see on the H3 podcast? You know Patrice Wilson. He was the one that did like.
Oh, is that creepy?
Friday. Yeah. He did Friday, and he did that other one about Chinese food. Where he was dressed up as a panda hugging cunts.
Oh my god, yeah.
He's taken down his channel. Or no, he's deleted all the videos off his channel, and he's changed his profile picture to him in like a dark hoodie. And he's just got one live stream that's going constantly, and it's got like a timer till December, till like December 1st or something.
Oh my god.
And the title of the video is just a bunch of random numerals and symbols. And at the end it says H3H3.
I've got to watch it.
Wait, is
he trying to do something like...
It's so fucking disturbing. In the podcast, they were like, I think he's going to murder us on December 2nd. And they were... It was just a countdown. Just a screen of a countdown happening. But when they live streamed it on their podcast and talked about it, He changed it to like, it looked like a shower, and he was moving behind the curtain, and then he went back to the countdown, and then he changed it to him walking through his backyard, and he was on the podcast with Post Malone and Ela, and they're like freaking out. They're like, this guy's going to murder us.
Really like unsettling.
Really fucking disturbing. It was.
Oh, I'm seeing a Reddit subreddit about it.
Yeah, I'm reading the same one, I think.
Send me a link.
I'll put a link to it in the description of the podcast if it's still up, so that other people can go check it out. I'll put a link to H3's reaction on it as well, because that was fucking mental.
Nice. Absolutely mental.
I couldn't put it together. Hey, continuing a saga.
Oh, I love sagas.
I think it was the podcast with just Bruce. Oh, no. It was the podcast with Bernie and Luke and Bruce, where I talked about doing an Uber delivery to this big fat black guy.
You didn't mention the black part, but you definitely described him as the biggest fucking guy I've ever seen, with a family of lumps behind him.
family of clumps, Bernie.
Clumps, yeah. That was what you said. That's right.
Maybe that's why I didn't say black, because I thought clumps would fill in the holes for everybody in their minds. Just so everyone knows, that's not some racist term for black people. The clumps was the Eddie Murphy film where he played all the people in the family, by the way.
I've never heard of that.
Just putting that together, I'm not just walking around going, fucking clumps. Anyway, so I was doing an order the other day, and I walked down to the unit at the back and opened the door, and it was fucking him, and I couldn't believe it. He opened the door and I was like, Godzilla's back, oh my god. And it was and I didn't realize that, because last time it was night time and it was pissing down rain, so there was this pathway I had to walk through, and it just it all came back to me after I saw him. It was scary, and yeah, he was just as big as I remember. Big fucking big fat cunt. What was his name? It was Zulu or something. He was an interesting...
I'm sure if he's sure if he's at that time, it'll be more.
He was Beaker Zulu was his name, and he was terrifying. He was so fucking awful that first time. Context is important here, because he was a cunt. Mm-hmm. I'm not just being mean. Yeah.
Did you spill his sauce again?
No. You know what? It was surprise. He must have been by himself, because he only ordered one bag of food. filled up to the brim, okay. My friend. Right up to the brim.
Come on, only one bag. Look at the positives.
You know what?
His family.
Do you know what comes out tomorrow?
What's that?
Girls Gone Wild, Volume 7.
Finally.
The 100 episodes of GMAT. Tomorrow will be my 100th episode. So it's a 16-minute best of episode.
Ooh, yeah,
I said on Facebook it was 20 minutes, but there was a lot of crap in there. Pretty broad. GMAT filled with garbage? Who are you fucking talking about? It was so... so it's good. So make sure you watch that, everybody here, because there's a lot of Ben, there's a lot of Bruce, and there's a slice of Bernie. Actually, I think there's more Bernie than there is Ben in this one.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Wait, sorry. What are we talking about?
Tomorrow,
like a best of,
or when this episode comes out, it'll have been 2 days ago, mm-hmm. a episode of GMAT came out, which was the 100th episode of GMAT.
Nice.
10 months of GMAT. And it's just 16 minutes of my favorite clips.
Did you say before you got 200,000 nice. Views as well?
200,000 views today.
Today. That's insane. GMAT. Over all your videos and stuff.
Matty.
Yeah, that's not like a, that's not one video got turned out. That's across the channel.
So good.
So now the channel's at 200,453.
You got to that counter really quickly. Do you have a favorites or something?
Yeah, my
you
channel.
Ready?
I just click it to go.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay.
Also, my internet's not shit.
Ooh. What?
If you're... Shut up. If you all could indulge me for a second.
Of course.
I had this comment on my channel. This comment on my channel pop up 4 hours ago from Jordan Weir, said, Matt, in another video, you should touch on what you do for work a little more. You got me on a cliffhanger with this episode and the Far Cry live stream. Great vid as always. And then the fingers emoji going, nice. And I can't talk about it in a video because it's who cares. But I'll do it here. I don't work there anymore. It was a theatre company that tours to schools and community centres and that for kids performing Aladdin. And they do like 4 or 5 shows a year, tour a different cast or sometimes the same people to schools across South Australia and New South Wales and Victoria performing to children. And that's what I did for 3 months. That's the job I've been talking about, where I say I'm working with kids and I'm doing this touring show and blah, 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 blah. I don't know what else I can really say about it more than that. I feel like I went into it pretty deep in the live stream. Oh, no, yeah, you know what? It was the Shadow of the Colossus live stream. I really talked about it. But the Far Cry one, I was just, it was like the end of it. So I was sort of just like, I finished my job, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to level with those people. Not everyone's going to watch like the 3-hour sort of live stream. So,
well, you know what? You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
You'd get up so much viewing hours too.
I thought they got to be two different audiences, Bruce, as well. Oh, Bruce is here, everyone. Those live streams get up to say like 500 to 600 views just by themselves, which
noise.
I feel like there's people who sit down and watch 3-hour streams, and there's people who sit down and watch 4-minute videos. I think they're like two different audiences. Hilarious. Oh, shut your mouth. Bruce, what are you doing? That wasn't a jab. What are you doing?
I'm doing my homework.
Or is it interesting homework that you can talk about, or is it small homework?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's for a final I've got next week. It's a cemetery.
Oh.
Are you making like a model or anything?
Like a fancy one?
It's a 3D model on the computer, and I'm producing drawings from that. But I'm currently modeling in some mountain bike tracks.
Are you gonna put in any photoshopped images of me walking?
Like that first that first year thing.
Yeah.
When we lived together, I had a final in my first year of uni, and I had the building made out of balsa wood, and I took a photo of it and photoshopped it onto the site in St Kilda. And I needed it was like the sunset, it was beach, and it was nice. And I was like, I need someone, you know, walking along in front of the building. And I was, you know, searching through Google. I couldn't find fucking anything. I was like, nothing's hitting the spot. Nothing's fucking doing it right for me. So I approached my good friend Matthew. I'm like, Matt, let's go outside, take this top hat, take this jacket. And we went out on the street and took photos of him strolling down the footpath while the sun was like hitting him on the same angle as in the photo on the beach. And I Photoshop it in. It looks fucking perfect. Looks like he's there. It's great.
I don't think I was wearing shoes either.
There was no shoes. I was wearing like top hat, big jacket.
And blue trackies and like a big loose gray shirt. And he's like, just chuck this jacket on and this top hat on over the top. And you look like, I looked like the beach flasher. I looked like the bush masturbator who goes to the beach to jerk off to grannies whose flabbies are hanging out of their undies. It was the most I didn't look
Jesus. Grannies, flabbies and undies, they all just rolls off the tongue.
I used to love everything Bruce did. I used to go to uni with him all the time. Like, put into perspective for people who don't know Melbourne, I'd get on the tram with Bruce or the train with Bruce at like 1 a.m. or midnight or even later, like 2 a.m., get on the train to go half an hour into his uni to just sit at his desk with him and annoy him while he worked, or like watch him play with the laser machine or just nap under his desk. I was like a lost dog. I'm going somewhere. I'm like, well, I can either sit home and annoy myself, or I can go with Bruce into his uni and sleep under his desk. You know what? Now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds so much sadder and more depressing. I just wanted, I was just bored, you know? I wanted something to do.
I just wanted someone to touch me.
I just wanted to hang out, you know?
Yeah. No, it was good. I enjoyed it.
I had nothing else to do. And he had lasers. So I was like, cut up the wood with lasers, because I could get around that. Or make your little tiny models. Hey, speaking of tiny, we'd like to remind you that this episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by the independent developer and publisher Tiny Build, who made games like Hello Neighbor, Speedrunners, Cluster Truck, Guts and Glory, Party Hard, and Punch Club. They just released their latest top-down horror game, Garage, on the Nintendo Switch, so make sure to check it out. For more information, follow at Tiny Build on Twitter, and visit tinybuild.com. Thank you, Tiny Build, for supporting this episode of the GMAT podcast. Yeah,
nice.
Garage was fun.
I've got to say something.
Yeah.
Garage.
Okay.
Is one of your most underrated videos.
Yeah.
Is that the Tony Bononi?
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. I absolutely wet myself. You held that accent. Like I'm blowing so much smoke up your ass right now.
No, blow. But fill me up, baby.
That accent that you just held for so long, and that character was just absolutely insane. And I'm tearing up.
I agree. I have to agree with you, Ben. I was very happy with that one.
The fact it has 473 views is just blowing my mind. It should have 100,000 views.
Well, you know what,
Wait,
Ben?
Which video is this, sorry?
Oh, go and watch it.
It's either... Well, you know what? I've got it in front of me. Why don't I just look? It's PlayStation Garage or Garage.
Tony Bononi, Special Victims Unit. It'll change your life.
It was.
I've not seen that one. Might give it a go, yeah.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it later, you know.
Watch it with your friends.
Tell your nan. Tell everyone.
Tell your dog.
I was pretty fucking happy with that one as well. Here's a little fun trivia about that one. If you are if you look at the thumbnail for that video, down the bottom left is my cartoon face. Except
what's in the eyes there.
Except I photoshopped in Aiden's eyes from a photo shoot he did for a show he's got coming up.
Oh my god, you did too.
So, because ages ago, before I redid all my thumbnails, I had for the Viada Surgeon Simulator video, he was over and we were hanging out and I was making the thumbnail for that video, and I said, "Oi, how funny would it be if I whack your eyes onto this character and just never tell anyone? For no reason at all, just for me and him to have a laugh." And then I got rid of it, and I was like, I'm going to do it again. Ben, someone in the background of your audio is screaming.
Yeah.
It's indistinguishable, so you can't hear what they're saying.
Big shout out to Mum there.
She
doesn't have what you would call sensors for her own volume. And so she thinks that's just normal.
That's just chill.
Through phone calls that I get from my mum, I have to hold the phone from my ear at a distance of 1 meter.
Yeah.
It's a quite awkward conversation with people in the street, and I'm just talking to my mum and it's out there. But like, yeah, she's a loud person. And that's okay. Yeah. So, sorry.
Just casual. Casual chat.
A fifth member of the podcast was in tonight, and that was my...
sorry, she wasn't introduced. Thanks, yeah. Nicole. Thanks, Nicole, for joining us. Yep. Here you go. That was my mum, really. what else is coming out at EA? Surely it's something someone's excited for.
Is there a Hearthstone 2 coming out?
Do you still play Hearthstone?
I do, and watch it all the time. It's just, there's new expansions, it's just, like, it's good, I like it, it's just, yeah, it's exciting, it's good, I like it.
Do you have a PS4 at your place, Ben?
I don't, so I'm any Rocket League.
Well, there's a new Battle Royale game called H1Z1 on the PS4, and it's garbage, but it's a lot of fun.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
I wouldn't play it on the PC, but it's free on the PS4, so I'm like, yeah, right on. And
nice.
Me and Dothwaite and Aiden have been playing loads of it. there's something I want to talk about. I'm gonna save it for another 10 minutes because it'll have to be the last thing we talk about.
Because it's a
bit of suspense.
You know what? I'll leave it. No, we'll come back to it.
Bit of spice.
Little spice to lay out there. On the table. Can somebody buy No Man's Sky? Because it's finally getting multiplayer very soon. With multiplayer, it's going to be probably the greatest game ever made by anyone ever, you know? Straight off the bat.
Remind me, that's the Planets one that completely under-delivered. Is that the one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There was so much hype. They over-promised and just... There was such a meme about it. So how does it go from that to becoming the best game in the world?
They said it's billions and billions and billions, billions and billions and billions of planets and galaxies, and it's endless. And you just spawn in somewhere random, and all the planets are randomly generated randomly generated the first time they're seen, but then they're there forever. So everyone can visit the same planets and stuff. They promised that all the let's start with the good things. The good thing is I can be on a planet and I can look up into the sky and be like, oh, there's a moon over there and there's another planet way over there. And I can get in my spaceship and go to that moon or go to that planet without any loading screens or anything. It's just fly there and land. That is fucking phenomenal. And that's still when I play the game, you can still do, that's all there. And that makes my dick so goddamn hard because I love space. Space is the bomb. And you're flying through space and you're avoiding asteroids and then you go and you land on the planet. And the planets can be giant planets as big as any other planet that would take you 20 hours to fly all the way around if you're flying at surface level, or for your entire goddamn life to walk around, like as big as they can get.
Yeah.
And so that was awesome to me. I'd be like, okay, so that's a whole planet and I'll never see every piece of the planet. It's like a endless Minecrafty kind of goes on and on and on and on. But once you started playing it, you just sort of realized how bad the auto-generating was. And the planets were kind of different. Like there was snow on some and then some had gas but really the terrain and the things you found. And the animals were all kind of auto-generated as well. But instead of like in the promo videos where someone's in this forest and there's this giant dinosaur looking creature, you got like a dog with a leg sticking out of its head, or like the generating system didn't work out in a good way. So it was kind of lame and underwhelming, all the different planets.
Yeah.
But they've fixed all that and they've added in a bunch of new like ways for things to terrain and stuff. So all the terrain looks good. The other day I turned it on, I went to a planet and I got to a planet that was just entirely ocean. And I thought that was fucking crazy. Everything looks better. Nice. There's more stuff to do. Now you can build bases on the planets that you couldn't do before. And you can make vehicles so you can drive around on the planet instead of having to fly to every spot.
Did you get a second sponsor for this, by the way?
But I was so keen for the fucking game. And then they lied. And they said, oh, it's multiplayer, but the chance of you running into another player is so small, it'll never fucking happen. And then two people obviously work it out and get to the same planet. And they're like, we can't see each other. And they're like, oh, I mean, it's not really multiplayer. And it's like, why would you fucking lie about that? Why not just say it's not? It was all the lies that...
But now it is multiplayer.
Now it is. And they've spent like 2 years updating it. I think it needs to be revisited by everybody. I think it needs to get a second release.
All the reviewers, just do it again.
Because it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. So that's why I want someone else to get it so we can play it.
Yeah, nice. So in terms of, I'm a noob. I haven't really looked at this game. Right? Is there a sort of challenges and like things that you sort of can do? Like,
yeah.
Is there? It's not just aimlessly wandering.
No. I mean, that's a big part of it. So if you don't like wandering and checking out stuff and moving to new planets, it's probably not for you. But there's hostile robots and you know, you go to planets and there's different species everywhere, and you learn to speak their languages by talking to them and build bases and all that sort of shit. It's got things to do, and you upgrade your ship and you upgrade your weapons and your armor and your spacesuit and all that sort of stuff. So it's like, it's kind of like a...
So you're like, in it for the long sort of thing.
Yeah, and there's like a permadeath option, which is also kind of fun.
Yeah.
So that if you're dead, you're gone. So that could be interesting as well. All right, enough talk about that. Let's talk about Bernie's new haircut. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, fresh, is it?
I don't know.
There really isn't one. I don't know what you mean.
Damn it.
Was that supposed to just... Were you fishing?
I was trying to get out of roast as quick as I could.
Nice try, Stephen Fry.
Oh, he scans with the lingo. Hey-o. Bruce, before we move on to the final topic of the evening.
I can't wait for this.
Do you have anything going on? Got any bands? Got any stories? Got any more?
Any goss?
Got any more Uber strip club stories?
Nah, not much really.
Well, you've been a treat today.
Yeah.
And you know what? My mum has said more than you.
It's been a fairly sedated podcast. I think everyone's kind of chill and yeah.
It's a nice sort of feeling. Though.
You know what else is a nice feeling? All right, enough of that.
Got him.
I bet that's way louder for you guys than it is for me. Yeah.
It's pretty loud.
You know what else is loud?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want to talk about, and this is another spoiler thing. So if you guys don't want this spoiled for you, you can go. And if anyone's watching and you don't want to have
what's the spoiler about? You have to like let the audience.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about and don't judge me, because I am going to talk about how awful it is, not how good it was. But I did watch it, 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I was actually going to ask if you'd... I started watching it. I haven't gotten past the first two or three episodes, though.
There's no point finishing it, Bernie. But if you don't want anything, if you don't want anything spoiled...
I was curious.
If you don't want anything spoiled, you might want to clod off.
No, I don't give two shits.
Okay, good. All right. So, last chance audience, if you don't want anything spoiled, clear it now. Oh, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and share the podcast and all that sort of stuff.
Ding.
But don't forget to subscribe to the... Nice. So, here's the thing. The first season... Ben, you watched the first season, didn't you?
I did, and enjoyed it thoroughly.
And Bruce, you watched the first season, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I finished it.
Yeah, Bernie,
I'm sure I finished it, yeah.
Bernie, did you watch the first two episodes of the show or of the second season?
I've watched all of the first season and three episodes of the second season.
Okay, so the first season, minus the terrible writing, which it has, it's very like the OC. It's like, so if you're all right with some cheese, it was pretty good, and everyone was getting around the controversy of it, so I think that sort of sucked me in as well. I was like, is she going to, you know, the suicide scene and all that sort of stuff. You wanted to see what they did with it and how they, and what the fuss was all about. So it was pretty good. It was a good show. Some people didn't think they handled stuff right, but whatever. I'm not going to get into that because I don't know enough about
They'll
it.
They'll always so. Be that. They'll always be that.
Exactly. But it was the second season where people were saying, this show needs to get taken off the air. It's, you know, it's buddy, blah, 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 blah. And I had this thought of, shut the fuck up. If your biggest problem is a show that talks about suicide and talks about gun violence and blah, 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 and that sort of stuff, it's like, the show's not the problem. Just, you know, how about instead of getting on Facebook and doing a big fucking keyboard warrior post about it, why don't you go talk to your kids and stop fucking getting on the show? It was I couldn't believe how many people were like, this show needs to go off the air because of the way it talks about suicide. It's like, you don't think this sort of stuff's happening, like constantly. Yeah. I think this stuff doesn't exist in it's weird. And I have my own issues with creative freedom. It's like, if you want to make a show about something, you know, you should be able to do it. You shouldn't get taken off the air because you want to touch a subject that's touchy. Unless it's like, anyways, that being said, the show should be taken off the air because it's garbage. It was the worst season of television I've ever watched in my life. The writing was so fucking bad through the whole thing. And they threw in the writing was bad, but then it's extra bad when they have afterthoughts where they say, oh, you know, as it turns out, Hannah was actually having sex with the tall Asian guy. What's his name? Well, anyway, so apparently they were shagging for a whole summer, and they're like, you're just gonna throw that in without, you know, giving us any hint in the first season. So obviously that was an idea they'd thought of later.
Lazy writing.
At the end of the entire show, one of the last things that happens is the mum says, oh, Clay, I found this as well. And it was a list Hannah made of 11 reasons why she should stay alive. And I was like, that is the cheesiest, most disgusting thing I've ever seen. No one found that. No one saw that. She didn't find it. She had it the entire time. 11 reasons why I should stay alive. So
she lost 13.
It was so, and that was stupid. And that's just two examples I can think of off the top of my head of why it was fucking garbage.
Couldn't get past, episode 2. I thought it was crap. It wasn't really going through the same sort of... I really liked it, the first sort of season, because the way it went through and it was like all the tapes one by one sort of thing. And
you wanted to find stuff out. You wanted to know what the story was.
That second season was just overhyped and...
I was going to say, when I saw previews of it and like the sort of how they, like, they only really gave away the fact that there was something to do with Polaroids.
Yeah. Which wasn't it seemed like such a big part of it. And that's something they teased.
That's the thing. They kind of made it like that was going to be some sort of really serious, important, mysterious kind of point. But it doesn't seem like anything's fucking happening with that.
They become important. But the payoff and the build don't match. It's like, it's just this thing that doesn't, that there's all this, like, who's doing this and who's doing that. And then they kind of forget about it for the middle 8 episodes and then bring it back at the end and be like, oh, he was the one doing that. And it was like, oh, okay. Well, I kind of assumed that. Like, they tried to hype up these things to make us want to come back for the next episode.
Yeah.
And then did nothing with it.
When I saw that, it just made me kind of wonder, like, how they could have possibly spun this second season, because after the first season, like, how do you like carry on from there? Like, what are you gonna do?
That's
the reason why I kind of thought maybe I'll have a look out of curiosity to see where they took it, but now I'm not too sure.
Just
I might still like push it a little further just to see what you mean.
All right, well, here's the spoiler I want to talk about. The first season, there was a big, like, the big thing was the Hannah's suicide. The actual scene they talked about, it needed, in the context of the show, it needed to be shown. That was what they were building to. And I think they handled it, to my understanding of it all, I think they handled it well. But that's, I don't know. I'm not the right person to make that decision. So then for the second season, I obviously could tell they're sitting around going, what's going to be our big shock factor, which is not the way to approach that, the show. Like, the suicide happened and it was a shock factor, but I doubt when they were creating the show, they went, what's going to be our shock factor? So for season 2, they've obviously gone, what is going to be our match to the suicide? Because what's going to be there? So they did something, and I'm never the kind of person to go, that was too far, or that was too much, or that was hard to watch. So I don't want to be like, that should be cut from the show, or that should be gone forever. I don't feel that way, but I do think that no one should watch that because it was so fucked. They, without any reason for it and without building up to it enough or making us feel like we were ready for that to happen, they got Tyler, who's the nerdy character, the one who takes the photos of Hannah. Everyone's kind of dumping on him towards the end, and he makes some friends and then gets kicked out by the friends, and so he's a bit of a loner in the last episode of season 2. So a couple of Bryce's mates come into the bathroom while he's in the bathroom, and they're like, you fucking did this, you did something. And he's like, honestly, it was a mistake. It was an accident, blah, 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 blah. And one of them grabs him by the head, smashes his head into the mirror, like smashing the mirror, and then starts smashing his head into the sink, like so much harder than any 17-year-old would ever do to another 17-year-old. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this isn't realistic. Two 17-year-olds aren't going to do this to each other. Then they tip him over the toilet, give him, you know, dip his head into the toilet. And then two of the other boys pull his pants down and the other boy sodomize him with a broom. And it is the most graphic thing I've seen.
That just seems so unnecessary.
I was like, I'm not watching Saw. Like, I'm not here to watch something. And all you see is him kind of, you see Tyler's face and him in the background, like shoving a broom up him. And then Tyler goes to scream and they cover his mouth. And then they don't show too much of it, but he pulls it out and then you see like, I don't know, 30 centimeters, the fucking thing covered in blood and shit. And then they throw the broom and they leave and they walk out and he's just sitting there with his pants down crying. And it's so fucking unnecessary. There was no reason. God. The writing wasn't good enough leading up to that for me to go, that should have happened. That's the obvious answer.
I have no problem with, like, people trying to show some really fucked up shit if there's a point to it.
Yeah.
If it serves some sort of purpose. But if it's just for, like, oh, we need to, like, outdo the last one or we just need something a little spicy in here just to get people talking. It's just, like, now you're just being a fucking idiot. it just seems so stupid.
That's all I can think it was. Holly and I were talking about it and the only reason we think it could have happened they could have needed that to happen was because then Tyler tries to shoot up the dance. He goes to the dance in the full, you know, black clothes and AK-47 kit to go shoot up the school. And that's basically where the season ends. So they kind of needed a reason for him to shoot up the school. But throughout the season, they had been building up Tyler and his new emo mate. They were talking about the school needs to punish and then they started playing with guns and like they were building up this thing for these two to eventually commit a school shooting, which would have been enough reason for that to be believable, these two kids would go off and do something like that. But then they just made those two have a fight and then they weren't friends anymore and then they sodomized Tyler and that gave him the reason to do it. And it was like, the sodomy didn't need to happen. You guys were obviously making stepping stones to get to that point so that you would have a justified reason to show something like a school shooting, which is already so touchy and no one would want to touch a topic like that. But they were getting there. They were building to that happening. And then they scrapped their idea and decided to rape him with a broom. I don't understand how they got to that fucking point. And if you're feeling gutsy and you're not going to watch the show, just go to episode 13, season 2, and just watch the scene. When it happened, the second it started happening, and it was like a 30-second scene, I tensed my anus so goddamn hard. And I didn't relax until like 2 minutes after the scene. It's fucked. It's just, it's the most fucked thing I've seen on TV, and I wasn't ready for it. I'm like, I'm not watching Saw. I don't need to see something so fucked. You know.
Yeah.
I get a pretty iron stomach and I don't need a. Yeah. So if you do watch that, send me a message so I can I wanna know what you guys so
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Not the audience. Audience, don't even bother. I want it, Bernie and Bruce and Ben. Just check it out and be like, that was.
I'm thinking about it.
And
there's no reason
to watch the rest of the show. It was that garbage. There were so many points where it's like, why was that not mentioned in season one?
I've seen a couple episodes. I already noticed it then.
There is a great scene where the counselor of the school is in court testifying, and he basically apologizes to Hannah's mum for feeling responsible. And it's the most emotional, perfect scene in the whole show. It was fucking phenomenal. And then in the last episode as well, at the very start, they sort of, all the kind of female cast members do like a joined monologue to the camera about harassment and different types of harassment. Not in the context of the show. It's more like an actor thing. And that was a pretty awesome scene as well. But that was basically it for good points in the show. They were very confused about what they were trying to create. they touched on drugs and rape and school shootings and sodomy and every topic they could touch, they tried to touch, and they just, I think they got, they just drowned in their own writing, and it was crap. So that's my that's all I wanted to say on that. That's, you know what I think about that, Bruce? Yeah, that's my new transition sound. I think we should end the podcast there on such a fucking downy brownie note. Yeah. Thanks, Ben, for coming on. You, Bruce and Bernie have been here before. They don't need to be thanked.
Cheers.
If you haven't checked it out, 2 days ago when this podcast is uploaded, there's the 100 video anniversary thing. that'll be good. So that's
for that.
There's some good shit in there, so make sure you check that out. And subscribe, and like I said in the last podcast, YouTube's being fucking dirty dogs, so make sure you press the bell next to the subscribe button so you get notified when I upload. Otherwise, YouTube's going to mess with your subscription feed and be dirty dogs. Anything else, guys? Any other thoughts? Okay. yeah, you guys stay awesome. We'll see ya.
Get a broom up, yeah.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.